my friend. This is an especially wonderful day to join you in reflection. I'm blessed to be in the backwoods of Maine celebrating my brother-in-law, Richard Lush's, my sister Patty's husband's, 70th birthday, and here and now, in this wooded area, looking at some hills and mountains around us, I celebrate with you a very special day in the life of Mount Irenaeus, a time when we were only beginning, you might say. There had been longings for this for a long time among those of us who gathered on the mountain this day in West Clarksville, and we know and we say it in our vision statement that all peoples and all cultures, all times, have longed for a place of encounter, engagement, and confirmation of a covenant that God has made with us. We draw aside to find that in the beautiful panoply of the world around us, especially in autumn colors in the Northeast, help us to feel the various variations, the variegation of God's love and color and light and life. Well, this day, 30 years ago, and it was a liturgical celebration right now, letting you know, so somewhere in the church's year, the church's life, this would be the weekend when we went to the woods. We took cars up into where we were going to eventually buy land and begin Mount Irenaeus, but still we were just trying it out. So 14 students, Father Richard Flaherty and I and a couple of the Allegheny Franciscan sisters, I believe, joined us that day, and we hiked and trailed around and then came back to the little two-bedroom home that was there at that time and out on the lawn celebrated Eucharist. And the readings for that day, and so that's why I know this is the weekend, in the church's life, in the cycle of readings, that we hear Isaiah 25, 6 through 10a, and it would continue on. And in other places, the great proclamation. So on the lawn of that day 30 years ago, when the colors were changing around us, and this amazingly variegated God who is one and in whom all things are, revealed in a real way on the faces of those who gathered with me that this is the place. We now celebrate 30 years as we travel around the country a little bit, but right now you and I are wherever we are. And hear this reading as a promise for all peoples. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will provide for all peoples a feast of rich food and choice wines, juicy, rich food, pure, choice wines. On this mountain, he will destroy the veil that veils all peoples, the web that is woven over the nations. He will destroy death forever. I'll pause then, and you can hear the strength and the vitality, the hope and joy of a reading for people who feel veiled, or as we look at others, know that they are from us, discriminated, set aside, where a web has been woven over time to discourage or discriminate people of other religions or color or paths or gender or choice. And a very strong word is used. God will destroy death forever. Those things that divide are the beginning and often the end and the experience of death for us. And rather than staying there, again, remember it. It's a banquet God is placing before us on this mountain for all of us who are hungry, and all of us are, for a felt sense that we are all peoples, all one with God. Feel that. We pause and know that. Wherever you are, I gather you with me back on the lawn that 30 years ago. I, at least a couple years younger, could see myself standing there, felt sense of looking at the faces of the youth gathered, wonderful young people from the University of St. Bonaventure and others who long for this then and long for it still. Some of those then students now have children, and indeed one or two grandchildren who are either at Bonas or the younger of them on their way to considering colleges, and we're looking for a place. And any place can be that mountain of encounter and covenant and conversion and conversation for each of us. The reading in Isaiah continues this way, and it's very bold. It says, "Behold our God." In other words, look, see, to whom we have looked to save us. This is the Lord for whom we've looked. Let us rejoice and be glad. For the hand of the Lord will rest upon this mountain. The hand is a graphic, incarnational image of the power of God's might to place power upon us and within us, under us, and around us now. This hand right now rests upon you. And all the images that I've called forth and the memories that I share with you, and I'd invite you to share your memories with us, if you would, on Facebook or some other way. Your memories of the mountain over these 30 years, maybe your memories of this longing, and if you haven't never been with us, your hope that you might be. We still long for others to join us. We look for mountain companions and others who would join in our way of life and ministry. In fact, we're looking for an executive director, but right now, with all of that said, and it's a very Franciscan way of saying who set the table and where are the forks and the napkins and bring on the food, we hear that. Hear it now. Let it rest in you for a while, this weekend. For it is now, not 30 years ago. The leaves on the trees are this season's leaves. These colors are this day's colors. The purple color of the beauty of the life and the people around you are those who are with us now on this mountain. Where God wishes to destroy everything that would veil us from seeing the beauty of one another. Where God wants to wipe away our tears, though tears will come again, but from all faces, and we're part of the helping each other see clearly through our tear-filled eyes at times in order to rejoice and feel the hand of the Lord resting upon this mountain within your life, where you are now. For my friend, where we are now is our mountain, our place of encounter, conversation, conversion, simple presence, the breath of life, the banquet now and before us. Loving God, you who feed all people and free them, you who ask us to look up from places of darkness into the brightness of each other's eyes, you who have given us vision so that we might be seeing beyond turmoil and beyond treachery and beyond the terror of this world into the tenderness of each other's hearts, bless us. Bless Mount Irenaeus and bless all who are there today and who journey with us to open again and again homes, hearts, hearths, and tables so that all people might share the rich feast of good food, choice wines, on this mountain. May the loving and ever-present God fill this moment for you and lift you up so that from the heights of our lives, the depth of our valleys, we might, resting, pausing, praying, bear good news to others. Your brother Dan Riley greeting you this day, this very wonderful day, this day, within 30 years and more of Mount Irenaeus, going out to all the earth.
Let us climb the Lord's mountain, let us learn the ways of peace. Let us walk the path of justice for the greatest and the least. Let us climb the Lord's mountain. Let us learn the ways of peace. Every nation shall come streaming from the west and from the east to the Lord's mountain. In the days to come, mountain of the Lord's own house shall be raised above the hills. nation shall come streaming. Many people come and say, let us climb the mountain to the house of the God who gives release and walk the ways of peace.